Stretch those legs and warm up those muscles.
It's time to run the race to beat all races. Truly a race for life. Cross country.
Cross country. running cross country.
Welcome, sports fans. I'm Tanya Gladden, reporting to you from ESTN, the Extreme Sports Television Network. And this is the gold medal winner, Winnie Golden.
Hey, Tanya. I'm so excited to be here once again for the most important race in the world, cross country.
Yes, Winnie. We have quite a crowd here anticipating a fine contest. And as you well know, this race can go uphill and downhill. It can go left and to the right. It can go around and around and around.
Tanya, look, our runners are gathering at the starting line. Let's go check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to cross country. Allow me to introduce our runners for the race. In lane one, we have Brad Revington Jr.
Woo! Great to have you here, Greg.
Glad to be here. And by the way, my friends call me GW.
In lane two, we have Star Track. Woo!
Star Track is a gal full of dreams coming to us from a small town in USA.
I'm honored to be here.
Star, can you share this dream with our audience?
Sure. You see, I've always had a fear of heights. I hope this race up and down mountains will help me get over my fear.
Great plan.
Barbie comes to us straight from Miss Wonderful Pageant.
Excuse me. Hello, everyone. My wish for this race is that it will create world peace and love. Is my crown straight?
Looks fine to me. Thank you, Barbie.
In lane four, we have Be Smart. Woo!
Be Smart is one of the smartest kids in the world.
According to my calculations, I will reach the finish line in 30.765 minutes.
B, can you share with our audience how you came up with that figure?
Every true scientist will tell you that there's a concrete answer to every question.
Finally, in lane five, we have Tara Harrison. Woo!
Harry, just look at all your medals and trophies. You have won more races than any other kid in the world. What's your secret?
A big W is not that hard to achieve if you are willing to pay the price. You see, I win at any cost. Winning is not my goal, it's my standard.
But weren't you disqualified the big city marathon because of some rule violation?
That charge is questionable.
Would any of you like some water?
We'd be glad to wet your whistle.
It's so cool
and quenching to the thirst.
No, thank you.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm Judge Trudy, the race official for cross country, and these are my assistants, Tabby and Taffy Tuttle, the Turtle Twins.
Just to remember, slow and steady wins the race.
It's time to begin. Runners, gather around and allow me to give you your final instructions. As you can see, there are two routes. The left route is called the shortcut. It is said that this is the quickest way to the finish line. Yeah, but don't be deceived. Everyone that takes this route never completes the race. The shortcut is a dangerous route.
Hey, I'm not afraid. Just check out these muscles. Tough is my middle name.
The road to the right is where you must go to obey the rules of the race. This route is not always fast or easy, but this road fits into the official plan of Jesus, our leader. Long ago, he walked this route carrying the cross. He made a way for us to follow. Oh, and one more thing. If you go to the right, you must carry one of these crosses.
Carry a cross? That would slow me down. Why would anyone want to carry a cross? You'd surely lose.
Those are the rules, Harry. You all must make a choice. But before you choose, let Tabby and Taffy give you a little advice from our official rule book, the Bible.
In John, it reads, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You're right, Judge Trudy. The only true way to the finish line is to follow Jesus.
was lost and so afraid.
Yes, afraid, yes, afraid.
Wanting someone there who cares, I will searching every day.
Every day, every day.
Then Jesus came and showed me the way.
The way.
He gave a name into my heart to say.
To say.
And now I walk with Jesus each day.
Each day.
And now I'm so good and go, cause Jesus leads the way.
Come on, just do it. You gotta follow the man, come on, get to it. Follow the man with the plan, come on, believe it. All that I tell you is true. The way, the truth, the life is there for you when you follow the man.
Now's the time for you to stop and choose the way, the truth, the life. Open up that heart of yours and fill it with some heavenly light.
Heavenly light, heavenly light.
Let Jesus come and show you the way.
The way.
And let him come into your heart today.
Today.
And then you'll walk with Jesus each day.
Each day.
Then you'll know which way to go, cause Jesus leads the way.
You gotta follow the man, come on, get to it. Follow the man with the plan, come on, believe it. All that I tell you is true. The way, the truth, the life is there for you when you follow the man. Should we go this way? Should we go that way? Should we go left or should we go to the right? We seek direction at every intersection. Need to keep on looking, keep our eyes on the light. Come on, just do it. You gotta follow the man, come on, get to it. Follow the man with the plan, come on, believe it. All that I tell you is true. The way, the truth, the life is there for you when you follow the man. The way, the truth, the life is there for you when you follow the man.
You must think we've been out in the sun too long. I positively do not want to carry a cross.
Harry has a point. Isn't there a way I can pay someone to carry my cross for me?
Sorry, this is one job you have to do alone.
Oh no, just looking at that big cross makes me dizzy.
Lifting that cross might make me break a nail.
Logic would tell you the shortest route is always the best. I vote we take the shortcut.
All right, all in favor of taking the shortcut, raise your hand. It's unanimous, Judge. Thanks for the advice, but we are racing the shortcut.
The choice is yours. Get to your starting positions. Get on your mark. Get set.
So let's recap. The runners chose the shortcut, and they have gone this way and that way and around and around and
The point is, the runners are... This route is not the best for our runners. This was a total disaster.
Do it your way, here's some news.
Do it your way, you will lose.
Wait a minute, this isn't working. Running the shortcut was a terrible idea, Harry.
I was so mixed up and afraid.
All of you bumping into me almost broke my crown.
I don't know where I went wrong. I must have miscalculated somewhere.
Okay. I get that this was a disaster, but the other route seems too hard. Trust me, you guys. We should give the shortcut another try.
Trust. I like that word. Abby, what does it say about trust in the rule book?
In Psalm, it says, God's... When I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Today, it's hard to trust anyone. People are leading you away from the path of Jesus.
I guess you were right, Judge Trudy. You can't trust anyone.
Taking up the cross... Take a look at one of these dollars, GW. What does it say on the back?
It says, in God we trust.
Our founding fathers wanted us to trust God. Remember to trust Jesus.
Long before you ever took a breath of life, there was a God who knew you'd need his help someday. When you need direction for the path you take, our God is waiting for your hand to show the way.
I will trust you.
And God stands beside me.
I will trust you.
When I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee.
Trusting in our Lord can be an easy thing if you will close your eyes and let him take the lead. Know that he has wisdom for the path you take. He is our strength, he is our hope, he's all we need.
I will trust you.
My God stands beside me.
I will trust you.
And I'm afraid I'll trust in thee.
Wisdom of all ages, knowledge above all, the power of salvation will never let you fall. Glory in his presence, rising from the cross. Blessed reassurance, you never will be lost. You never will be lost. I will trust you.
My God stands beside me.
I will trust you.
When I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee.
Alright, Judge, I know I have lots of money, but it really doesn't make me feel safe. Would it be okay if I carried the cross of trust?
Sure thing, you won't be sorry.
Look, Winnie, GW has chosen to take the Jesus route and carry the cross of trust.
And might I say, he looks pretty happy about it.
Want to learn to trust each day? Follow Jesus, he's the way.
Taking the route of the cross takes courage. I'm proud of you, GW.
I wish I had that kind of courage.
Taffy, what does our rule book say about courage?
In Deuteronomy, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with him.
Fear is all around us. Star, you're afraid of heights. The only way to get rid of our fears is to give it to Jesus.
But I'm so afraid.
just remember, Star, the words found in our rulebook in Psalm. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And in Psalm it says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Star, don't look for courage for within. Look for courage from God.
Okay, Judge, I don't want to be afraid anymore. I want to have courage. I guess the only way is to go the way of Jesus. Could I carry the cross of courage?
Absolutely. Before long, you will feel the power of Jesus inside you. You won't be sorry.
Look, Witty, Star has chosen the cross of courage.
She's going to follow Jesus. I think she looks stronger already.
Use a lamp to your way. Follow Jesus, he's the way.
Now that you have courage, you won't be able to be any things like showing love to the beautiful and those who are not so beautiful.
You mean we are supposed to love all those homeless people who push grocery baskets on the street?
Yes, even the homeless. God loved us first. He wants us to love everyone. Tabby, don't you have a scripture about love?
Certainly, Judge Trudy. In John it says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
You see, Jesus was willing to die on the cross for us. He made a way for us to someday cross the finish line of life and live with him forever. That's how much Jesus loved us.
You mean he died for me?
Yes, Barbie. In John it says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
Wow, that's so wonderful. I guess Jesus is really the creator of world peace and love.
Right, Barbie? The love of Jesus is far greater than anything.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Judge, may I carry that cross, the one that says love?
That is perfect for you. You can show the love of Jesus to everyone.
Thanks, Judge. I'll try my best.
Doesn't Barbie Beautiful look great with that cross?
Simply lovely.
Need some love to come your way? Follow Jesus. He's the way.
The great thing about love is that it leads to faith.
Faith? Faith. Come on, Judge Trudy. Everyone knows that facts don't lie.
Faith is sometimes hard to understand, B.
You're right about that. My friend's mom died just last year of cancer. They prayed and prayed for her to get well, but she didn't. Since then, I've been sticking to my calculations for life. I want a sure thing.
The only sure thing is Jesus. Tabby, what does our rule book say about faith?
In 1 Corinthians, it says, be on your guard, stand firm in faith, be men of courage, be strong.
Faith will get you through the day. In Matthew, it says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Faith is far better than facts, B. It's one of those things you just gotta have.
You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ.
gotta have faith in Jesus Christ.
You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ. What's a kid to do that's feeling so afraid? Thunder's all around, the clouds are turning gray. Remember golden words sent from up above. These words help you and will fill your heart with love. F-A-I-T-H, faith. F-A-I-T-H, faith. F-A-I-T-H, faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ.
F-A-I-T-H,
faith.
F-A-I-T-H, faith.
You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ.
You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in Jesus Christ.
You've convinced me, Judge Trudy. Faith will be my cross to bear.
That's great. As bright as you are, I know God's road for you will be special.
Be smart, Faith girl. Love the look, don't you, Winnie?
Sure thing, Tom.
And that moves because I have faith. Follow Jesus, he's the way.
There's only one cross left, obedience.
Why are you all looking at me?
Obedience might be the hardest cross to bear, Harry.
Hey, I've done fine for myself doing things my way. What's the harm?
Taffy, tell Harry your story.
You know, Harry, I'm sort of like you. I am not fast. That's where we got turtle as our nickname. But we still like to win. Before we had Jesus, we'd go this way and that way.
Allow me. This way and that way and this way and that way.
Tom, let Terrence tell the story.
I work out and try to improve my speed, but nothing I did ever helped. Then one day, I opened the door and began to read. I found out that if I could see the son of my Savior, he would make my way. Since then, even though I'm slow, I have the courage of a lion, a love that's unending, and the faith that can move mountains. John Jesus said, if
God takes care of us, but problems only come when we disobey him.
Okay. I know I need to work on following directions, but it's just so hard. I want to do things my way.
Harry, it's human nature to want to do things our way. But when we become a child of God, we learn that the best way is the Jesus way. In Matthew, Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it."
But obedience is hard. Do you really think I can do it?
Yes, you can. Just know the only way you can win is to follow Jesus.
Look around, there's a race we're running all across the land. Look around, time is moving quickly, never time to stand. Look around, people search for answers, who can save their souls? Look around, they don't know that Jesus wants to make them whole.
I wish they'd listen to these words today. From the one who wants to know us every day.
Take off.
my cross and follow me is all I ask from you each day. Take up my cross, I'll take the lead. Come follow me, I am the way.
And if you love and follow me, obey my word each passing day, and all your blessings you'll receive. Please listen to these words I say.
Take up my cross and follow me is all I ask of you each day. Take up my cross, I'll take the lead. Come follow me, I am the way.
You're at the crossroad of your life. Should you go left, should you go right? Just turn your eyes up to the sky and let the cross become your guide.
Take up my cross and follow me is all I ask of you each day. Take up my cross, I'll take the lead. Come follow me, I am the way.
Obey the Lord is what I say.
Follow Jesus, he's the way.
All right, I've got the cross of obedience. Now listen, everyone. Let's give this race another try.
Okay.
This time, let's take the Jesus route.
Okay, I've got the cross of trust.
And I've got courage.
And of course, I have love.
And I've got faith.
How exciting! The runners are going to choose the Jesus way this time. And I think you will see that if they go this way and that way and around, they will still end up with Jesus. He will get them to the finish line.
Okay, get to your lanes. Get on your mark. Get set.
Awesome. Running with Jesus is great. It'll be fantastic trusting him everywhere I go.
Right, GW. Running with Jesus is great. My fears inside seem to have vanished. I think I might even take flying lessons.
I think I'll start spreading the love of Jesus right now. Water girls, give me a hand.
Jesus with us made the difference. That's a fact.
He sure did.
Hey, Tabby, from now on, everything I do, I want to be in Jesus.
I'm making you.
You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Na 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 na. Make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Ways of mercy, ways of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my. How can it be? Na 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 na
Taking up their cross and following Jesus every day made a difference in our runners' lives.
Yes, Judge Trudy. This is Tanya Gladden.
And Winnie Golden, reporting to you from Extreme Sports Television Network.
We are drawing near to the end of another race. But before we go, let's take a look into the future on how this race has changed the lives of our runners.
Greg Worthington is now the President of the United States. He has just passed a law to put prayers back in school.
Star Trek has great courage. She did take those flying lessons and was the first person to read the Bible on Mars. She later became an astronaut.
Barbie Beautiful is now going on missions for the homeless and saving many lives. She still loves everyone, but she loves Jesus the most.
Smart is a doctor and a scientist. She is currently working on a cure for cancer and shares her faith with her patients every day.
Harry is still a runner, but now he teaches children how to cross-country race. He's known for his obedience to God.
There are three easy steps. A. Admit you have sinned. B. Believe God loves you and sent his son Jesus to save you from your sins. And C. Claim Jesus as your Savior. Acknowledge God's forgiveness, respond with love, and follow Jesus. Then when you have crossed the finish line of life, you will have the greatest reward of all time, life forever with Jesus.
You know you made it, you know you're there. You know you passed the test of life, you know who cares. You know the answer, you'll be so fine. You'll know Jesus when you cross the finish line. Admit your sins, let Jesus wash those sins away. Believe in him. Make him your Savior every day. Claim him as yours. He is your Savior and your King. And at the finish line of life, you'll live with him eternally. know you made it. You know you're there. You know you passed the test of life. You know who cares. You know the answer. You'll be so fine. Cause you'll know Jesus when you cross the finish line. You'll know Jesus when you cross the finish line. Cause you'll know Jesus when you cross the finish line.